The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, May the 7th. And I've got two guests today. One topic, Joan Stack is here. Good to have you here, Joan. And you brought along a special guest of yours, didn't you?
Yes, we are doing a collaboration in the gallery of the State Historical Society of Missouri, which is in Ellis Library on the MU campus. And we are showing an exhibit of fashion design.
Yeah, and this is Jean Parsons. And Jean is from the Missouri Historic Costume and Textile Collection. Correct?
Correct.
So, historic costume design?
Historic fashion.
Historic
we
fashion.
We call a costume to cover all of the bases of
people
wear.
Okay. All right. So, how did you decide to do this?
Well, you know, we got a call from the people in the textile and apparel management department here at MU, and they were interested in doing something for Women's History Month, showcasing a great female entrepreneur from the early 20th century by the name of Nell Donnelly. And it just sounded like a really exciting possibility to collaborate, where we would tell a story through fashion design, which is a form of art, mm-hmm. but also something about an important Missouri figure, somebody who really was historically important in the history of business in America, a Missourian who really changed the way we thought about clothing in America.
Mm-hmm. And that person was?
Nell Donnelly. Nell Donnelly Reed.
Okay, and are you holding one of her designs?
I'm pretty sure it's a reproduction, but it's based on her original design that she used to start her business.
Okay, let me tell you before we go any further, if you would like to see what we're talking about, you can watch the video of this. Go to kbia.org, then click on Talk Shows, then click on Radio Friends, and look for the segment Joan Stack. State Historical Society, and you can see. What are you holding, you're saying?
When she started her business, she started with what were called house dresses.
Was this a house dress?
This was a house dress. It was something that was washable and that you did your housework in.
Okay.
And the garments at the time were not very exciting, and she created a garment that that her neighbors liked, and she decided to try to sell them. Mm-hmm. And the first ones were very successful.
Okay. For people listening on the radio, explain what this looks like. Draw a picture with words.
It's a dress you would wear around the house.
It's kind of frilly, though,
It's frilly. It's pink check. She added ruffles and lace mm-hmm. to some of her dresses. She made them look prettier so that if you were working around the house, it wasn't just an old beat-up dress. It was a dress that allowed you to look prettier. So this one is pink, and it's gingham. And she used a lot of gingham in her designs from then on. Mm-hmm. It was very popular.
So, see, when I look at this, I could see Judy Garland wearing this dress, going to the state fair, or else singing Over the Rainbow with Toto. Only Judy's was a different color.
It was, but
it was gingham.
I think it was gingham, wasn't it?
Was gingham.
I think it was
and
gingham.
And it had the little, the
yes.
frilly little lace on
yes,
there,
it did.
Too.
Yes.
So it reminds me of Judy Garland. How old would you say this is?
The original dress was 1916 is when she started her business. As I said, this is a reproduction, but she started the business in 1916.
And how long did the business flourish?
She retired and sold the business in 1956, but the business...
So she was in business quite a while.
For a long time. For a long time, she sold millions of dresses. At the peak of her business, she sold $14 million of dresses a year.
So there's a very good chance that our mothers and grandmothers and aunts were wearing her dresses.
Yes.
And were they expensive dresses?
No, she made her reputation on dresses that were well-made, stylish, but moderately priced.
Okay. So, Joan, when they come to look at the exhibit, what are they going to see?
Well, you're going to see lots of different clothing from different eras. And I think people really enjoy that. We have things from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, even into the 70s. And after she sold the company, it continued to move forward and continued producing dresses up until that period. People have really enjoyed this show, and especially people who remember the Nellie Don brand. The label actually said Nellie Don. It was a little bit more catchy than Nellie Donnelly. So yeah, I think people will really enjoy it. We've had a lot of people.
Now, how have the fashions changed from... This was 1916, you said?
Yes.
What you had, 1916. Now, even though, as I said, I could see Judy Garland wearing this, I also could see my mother wearing something like this in 1950.
Probably a little shorter than this.
Yeah, but the same basic style.
But the same basic style, more fitted in the waist. Most of her dresses from the 50s have a very tight-fitted waist with a matching belt on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how many different... how many different items will be on display?
Oh, there's quite a few on display.
Quite a few.
You know, is it the exact number?
It's at least 20.
At least 20, maybe more.
Maybe
we have things on the wall, and then also we have mannequins dressed in these things. We have beautiful new look, examples
we
of the new look.
We also have some of her original sketches from the company with fabric.
If you'd like to see this, KBIA.org, talk shows that on Radio Friends, and here we're showing some of these are the original sketches for the dresses.
This is from 1941.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So the show will be running how long?
It closes on May 18th, so we're running it through graduation, so everybody can stop by if they're coming for a graduation ceremony. Stop by Ellis Library. We're on the ground floor, east side. And come by and come down the hallway and come and see our beautiful space where we have these exhibits.
From what time to what time?
Well, we are open. We're not open on Monday, but Tuesday.
Neither is the Louvre.
Yeah. Tuesday through Friday, you can come in, and we're open from 9 to 4:30. And on Saturday, we're open 9 to 3:15.
Okay. Besides this, we've got about... 30, 40 seconds. Besides this, what else can they see?
Well, you can always see the works of Thomas Hart Benton and George Caleb Bingham on display. And we have, of course, the iconic Civil War painting, General Order No. 11 by Bingham. And we have these pretty amazing paintings by Benton related to World War II.
So you, are there cartoons?
Well, we don't have cartoons on display right now, though we do have the Civil War ephemera in the hallway, which I think I talked to you about last time. So that's a lot of fun, too. So
actually, you can come and you can spend a whole day, and you can come back the next day and spend a whole day and the next day and still not see everything.
That's
on display. Is there a website people can go to?
Yes, we have the State Historical Society of Missouri website. Go to the art collection if you want to know what's on display, but you can also do historical research off that website as well.
Okay, Joan Stack, thank you so much for coming by. Jean Parsons, pleasure meeting you.
Thanks
for bringing
me
a dress. Okay, thank you.
Let's
see, tomorrow, Talking Horse Productions and the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And again, if you'd like to watch this program or listen to it, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, then Radio Friends, and you can sign up. They'll send you the podcast and the podcast every day if you like. Bye-bye.